Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in now. As you are probably aware by now, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I share them with you lovely people throughout the week. So far, interdimensional copyright law hasn't caught up to me, so ha-ha-ha. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily injection of sensational satire, on a Saturday I give you this roundup of the best moments from the week you missed. Today's episode marks the 14th of November, the 319th episode of the year 2020, this most tumultuous of leap years. In a week when the fallout from the US election continued, you'll be comfortably traversing through news with Anuvab Pal, John Luke Roberts, Andrew Zaltzman, and Nish Kumar. But we kick things off with Monday's episode number 314 as Commandante NATO Green discussed global uprisings as a pretty sexy new way of celebrating victory emerges around the world. This episode also contained some very lascivious Alice Fraser comedy.
Chile just voted to rewrite their constitution for the first time since dictator Augusto Pinochet ended his 17-year rule. The vote to call the constitutional referendum came a year after months of sustained mass protests in Chile that were sparked by a proposal to raise bus fares. Leaping from raising bus fares to rewriting the entire constitution is quite an impressive leap for any resistance movement. It's like chipping a fingernail and then genociding everyone in the world. The referendum itself was a bit odd. It was a two-parter. A, do you want a constitutional convention? And B, do you want the Constitution rewritten by people who are all elected directly to do just that, or half by members of the Congress who are directly elected to do something else and doing also that? It's sort of like a referendum on whether you think Congress can multitask. And it's hard to imagine what the no vote was. You have the lingering legacy of a murderous dictatorship that came to power in a coup engineered by Henry Kissinger, who is still alive and free, by the way, and the worst inequality in the world. How's that working out for you? Ooh. And hearing the news that 78% of Chileans voted for the new constitution, everyone on the streets of Santiago celebrated by going down on each other, and they all came at the same time. So,
never has politics been so hot.
I know. It's very sexy.
And now to Tuesday, episode 315. Intergalactic space lawyer and India correspondent Anubhav Pal came back with us and had a great story about a man who convinced someone to buy an Aladdin's lamp. The episode also featured some genius from Alice Fraser.
There's an Indian doctor, Alice, who's been duped into buying Aladdin's lamp for $93,000. The police in the Indian northern state of Uttar Pradesh have arrested two men who allegedly duped a doctor into buying Aladdin's lamp, which they promised would bring wealth and good fortune. Dr. Laik Khan, who was the person duped, said he believed this whole sales process because one of the salespeople was a genie. When asked what sort of genie skills did he present in the sales process, Dr. Khan replied, "Nothing much really, but I was convinced."
He just put the Zoom background onto his own face and looked otherworldly.
Yes, And all I'm saying, Alice, is that's all it takes nowadays. That's all it takes to sell Aladdin's lamp. Just pretending to be a genie.
On Wednesday's episode, number 316, John Luke Roberts reminded us of the importance of supporting the beloved artists who bring such joy and wisdom to our lives by buying some of their merch. As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode also contained some very merchandise-heavy Alice Fraser comedy.
Recently, various artists have gone to Just Merch, a Just Merch model, no new albums, no new songs, Coldplay, St. Vincent, Nick Cave, they've all gone for Just Merch. They're not releasing any more music. They are releasing titles of albums and titles of songs, obviously to go on the merch. They're fictionalising tours, which will go on the merch, so that you can have that. You can have the album cover, but you can't actually have the album. You have the album cover on a T-shirt. And then, of course, if somebody says to you, oh, right, you're a fan of that album, are you? All right, name three songs from it. If you can name three songs, then you're not a fan. That's how that one works. But this has crept through to bands that don't even exist yet. There's a group of 17-year-olds in Sheffield in the United Kingdom. They would have formed a band called Superficial Thrombophlebitis, which is called, that's basically a word for varicose veins. They would have been hugely successful. I mean, they really would have been the next big thing. Gone for years, but they decided not to bother. They're not releasing any music or playing any live gigs. It's just merch, and that really seems to be going very well for them. And they haven't needed to write anything in the meantime.
On Thursday's episode, number 317, Andrew Zaltzman reported on how Donald Trump is reacting to his defeat and how the world is reacting to his reaction and how Donald Trump is reacting to the reaction of the world and so on and so forth. Naturally, the episode also featured some very recursive Alice Fraser comedy.
I mean, the world's general reaction has been, I guess, very much like the reaction of people in a pub when someone is throwing a tantrum about being given the wrong kind of ketchup and starts wielding a crossbow at the same time. You know, sort of trying to suppress the laughter, but at the same time genuinely concerned for what may happen next. And, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, kind of speculation about exactly what Trump's aims are. Have you managed to speak to him? Because I know you were trying to get him on the show, weren't you?
I was trying to get him on the show, but I was only able to get through to his secretary, who sent me to his undersecretary, who sent me to Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Right.
To me, the astonishing thing about it is the Trump supporters supporting Trump like rats that have decided to stick with the sinking ship.
Yeah, and rats that have convinced themselves that they are, in fact, herring, but are still patently rats.
And to wrap up the week, fitness guru Nish Kumar of Jacked with Nish had some vaccine and anti-vaccine news that was a real shot in the arm for listeners. Needless to say, this episode also included some very epidemiological work from Alice Fraser.
Who amongst us does not want the existential assistance of Clippy, the animated paperclip, installed in our brains, governing our consciousness? I certainly can think of periods in my life where it would have been useful if I'd had a Clippy in the corner of my brain asking me pertinent questions like, it looks like you're spiralling out of control emotionally. Maybe you want to sit down and take a breath. It looks like you're thinking about having that seventh pint. Don't you see you're crying already? It looks like you're about to do a show for a short-form content app called Quibi. I think that might be financially unwise in the long term. These are all periods in our lives that we could have used Clip-It assistance, right? I do think that the vaxxers are right and that this is part of some sort of nefarious scheme, but I say give in to it. Let's upgrade our consciousness.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And finally, your exclusive bonus content this week is a story from Anubhav Pal about an Indian man who considered Donald Trump to be a deity.
An Indian gentleman, a farmer called Busa Krishna, built a statue to Donald Trump. He worshipped it every day till the elections, till the 14th of October, when he got corona, unfortunately, collapsed and died.
Oh, no.
It's very sad.
That is so sad.
It is extremely sad. I know that we're doing some this-dimensional laughter about it, but it's very sad. And when asked, you know, why he, you know, basically didn't take any protection, he said that he learned from Trump to ignore any corona restrictions, regardless of what country that he lived in. So even though we had different corona restrictions in India, and those restrictions were driven by the strange thing called science, him being a believer in the god of Trump, the latest of our many million Hindu gods, he said, I'm listening to Trump, I'm not taking any precautions, immediately infected his family and died. So the Trump idol, however, because he did think of Trump as a god, does exist in the South Indian state where Mr. Krishna has unfortunately passed away. So the deity is there, so I'm sure it'll become a shrine in no time.
I mean, to me, I feel like the Hindu pantheon is probably not the natural resting place for a fickle, inconsistent trickster god like Trump. I'm thinking more probably Greek or even Norse. Norse is probably has the requisite levels of malice in there.
I mean, one thing we do have in common with the sort of pagan system is this idea of rebirth as a different thing. And it's almost like Trump is a different thing every week. And I can give you at least 11 or 12 gods in the Hindu pantheon that show up as different things, sometimes inanimate, not even animate objects, sometimes, depending on how they were insulted the previous week. And so I do think that Mr. Krishna has a point.
You've got to be careful. You're paying into my theory here that all dildos are haunted.
Yeah. Again, something like Aladdin that, you know, is something I wouldn't know much about. Returning to Mr. Krishna's problem, one of the head priests at one of the local temples.
Wait a second. His problems are either completely over or, if you believe in reincarnation, just beginning.
Yeah. Wait till he shows up as a mongoose in the state of Gujarat and then we'll have a conversation. Yeah. This is true. So we don't know where Mr. Krishna is showing up next, but the head priest of one of the largest temples in India has confirmed that Mr. Trump is indeed not part of the pantheon of all our great gods, Vishnu, Shiva. He's not going to be included, regardless of how much Mr. Krishna may want this. So he has been denied entry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. If you have not already done so, why not rate us, leave a review, buy some merch, recommend us to your friends, so on and so forth. If you have missed any episodes this week or at any point this year, there's still time to make it right. They're all there in the feed, ready for your ears, mind and heart. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Find me also at patreon.com/AliceFraser for Ryan Zane's look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials and for all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. If you're in Sydney, I'll be doing a show on the Comedy Store on the 27th of November and tickets are still available for that. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher Deeskin, a sidekick and hench thug. The iron fist to his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.